This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
As long as we know our history, we will know how to build our future. Americans know that a strong alliance of free, sovereign, and independent nations is the best defense for our freedoms and for our interests. That is why my administration has demanded that all members of NATO finally meet their full and fair financial obligation. As a result of this insistence, billions of dollars more have begun to pour into NATO. In fact, people are shocked. But billions and billions of dollars more coming in from countries that, in my opinion, would not have been paying so quickly. To those who would criticize our tough stance, I would point out that the United States has demonstrated, not merely with words, but with its actions, that we stand firmly behind Article 5, the mutual defense commitment. Words are easy, but actions are what matters. And for its own protection, and you know this, everybody knows this, everybody has to know this, Europe must do more. Europe must demonstrate that it believes in its future by investing its money to secure that future. That is why we applaud Poland for its decision to move forward this week on acquiring from the United States the battle-tested Patriot air and missile defense system, the best anywhere in the world. That is also why we salute the Polish people for being one of the NATO countries that has actually achieved the benchmark for investment in our common defense. Thank you. Thank you, Poland. I must tell you, the example you set is truly magnificent, and we applaud Poland. Thank you.
Donald Trump in Poland, and, you know, much to, I would say, the disdain of those that are suffering from the Trump hysteria. What are we calling it? Scott, the derangement syndrome, you know, they're not too happy about, you know, Trump's acceptance there and the way he was approved and applauded there in Poland. You know, the president, of course, has some rather interesting meetings coming up later on today. He'll be meeting with, with Merkel. And, of course, it didn't go too well at the last meeting. She did not appreciate that he was not going to drink the, the European grape juice and go along with the Paris Accord and be like Obama, who, all well received by the inner circles of the West. And, and there's good argument as to why, why America, needed to rethink this and renegotiate it. It was certainly our privilege to do this because President Obama, as you'll recall, knew that it wouldn't pass Congress. So he decided to, by executive fiat, commit the country to something that was not in our best interest. And, of course, Trump understands this from a business point of view. And this is creating some brain damage for people that have thought, America was, walking to a different drumbeat that was going to be consistent with their interests and not necessarily the interests of America. And but he'll be meeting. And, of course, a little bit later on, we'll see if he reaches over to give, Vladimir Putin a little noogie, for going, hey, look, why are you messing with our elections? You know, what's going on? And this is the other thing, too, that you need to remember that, with Vladimir Putin messing with the elections, this was on the watch of the former president. The president knew this 6 months earlier, at least, that the Russians were meddling. So, you know, he was the one that chose not to do anything, but yet Trump is the one taking the hit. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
CNN is once again taking heavy fire tonight. Some are even alleging the news channel has engaged in attempted blackmail, a charge CNN strongly denies. Fox News media analyst and host of Fox's Media Buzz, Howard Kurtz, explains.
The person behind the wrestling video tweeted by President Trump, who's seen tackling a man with a Photoshop CNN logo, has apologized. But the story behind that apology has sparked new criticism of CNN. The network saying the video endangers journalists tracked down its creator. His screen name, a crude takeoff on a Star Wars character, who first posted it on the online message board Reddit. The network isn't disclosing his identity, and that triggered a Twitter uproar and an on-air debate.
Well, I mean, I think that we're protecting his safety.
Yes.
That CNN is protecting his safety.
Yes.
Because
that our job?
Content,
a little but convenient at the same to time, apologize there is a, when you're exposed, and there's a lot of stuff on this person's site. You're not a bigot by accident.
Cuomo quickly deleted a tweet on the subject. The story by CNN's Andrew Kaczynski says CNN is not publishing Han Blank Solo's name because he is a private citizen who has issued an extensive statement of apology, showed his remorse by saying he has taken down all his offending posts, and because he said he is not going to repeat this ugly behavior on social media again. CNN reserves the right to publish his identity should any of that change. Is that a threat? Donald Trump Jr. accused the network of bullying the man, tweeting, "If only CNN spent as much time tracking down info on IRS targeting, Fast and Furious, Iran deal, etc., as they did a meme writer, hashtag CNN blackmail." A network spokesman said today CNN decided not to publish the name of the Reddit user out of concern for his safety. Any assertion the network blackmailed or coerced him is false. CNN said the man apologized and deleted his account before speaking to its reporter, and that the network explained the withholding of his identity to be completely transparent. Quote, CNN never made any deal of any kind with the user. The Reddit user posted an apology for the posts made that were racist, bigoted, and anti-Semitic. I am in no way this kind of person. The meme was created purely as satire. It was not meant to be a call to violence against CNN or any other news affiliation. It's not unusual for a news outlet to withhold the identity of an obscure person caught up in controversy. While the CNN story suggests possible exposure if the user abandons his apologetic approach, there's no direct evidence of blackmail.
Well, what do you think? You know, did they blackmail the user or not? Of course, that's going to be something that will be debated. Of course, at this point, the Reddit, participant, the one who is guilty. Well, you know, it's quite interesting that CNN would be able to do all this investigative reporting after this meme, which we had talked about yesterday. So many people thought that it had been Donald Trump that did this. It was amazing, you know, and it goes back to what we've talked about so many times, that in the absence of fact opinion rules, and, this is exactly the case. is that you take, Donald Trump or anything that has to do with Donald Trump, you've got that hysteria, Trump derangement syndrome that has taken place and is just blinding everybody. I mean, whether it's Congress people, saying the president ought to be impeached, they're questioning his sanity. You've got, psychologists, doctors, irresponsibly. I mean, it's so funny, Scott, because they'll say, I really can't say this because I haven't talked to him directly. Well, then how can you continue on with the conversation if you've already disqualified yourself and you've already said what it is that you can't say? But they go ahead and say it anyway, which is almost the same thing that people say out in public. It's like, that has become the very common, acceptable proposition into any kind of discussion with Trump. I shouldn't say this. And it's kind of interesting, too, how people approach this. Initially, they will kind of throw a line out there to see, OK, am I in a friendly territory or am I going to get jumped on if I say the wrong thing? And if they get somebody else to bite into it, oh, my goodness, it just it gets rabid. Is it any wonder people are, they just don't even want to talk about this anymore? I don't want to talk politics, which I think was probably interesting in some families over the holiday weekend, 4th of July, what some of the conversations must have gotten into. And probably for the most part, for those successful families and relationships that were able to avoid the Donald Trump conversation, unless you happen to be in a Donald Trump camp or if you were with a bunch of people that were anti. But if you're anti Donald Trump and, just bathing yourself in negativity, talking about whether or not he's competent, that he's brain damaged, an idiot or whatever it is that, is the word of the day for Donald Trump, the president of the United States. And, of course, all this, smacks in the face of his, his speech in Poland and his speech before the 50 Muslim leaders the last time he was overseas. So interestingly, and this is why we had said, a number of months ago that Donald Trump would be better served outside of the Beltway. He has no friends there. I mean, it's like, look, they're not India. So, but Main Street America is, that's your friendly territory. That's where you need to get your energy, revived and your perspective revived and be encouraged is what you're doing for the forgotten man and woman. They're hearing you, Donald Trump, and they're seeing what's going on. It's the elite media, those that have been used to, the government as it was and that, they had their way with it. Not to mention all those other people that, and this is kind of a hidden class of people who are just making a ton of, ton of money, off the incompetence of the government, off this bureaucracy, off of business as usual. And now we have an outsider who comes in who he doesn't care about the money. I mean, he's not even taking a paycheck, lest you forget. He's putting that back into the government and some agencies and that sort of thing, which was quite interesting. The first time he gave quarter's pay, $76,000, he had to search and search to find a government agency that would take the money. Is that insane? But we have a businessman in the Oval Office that is doing something that needed to be done for a long time. And, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to, you got to really be committed to this fight. You cannot get tossed to and fro by the emotions and the fake news and the way the media is out there trying to paint Donald Trump as some crazy man. You tell me in the landscape right now, who else is going to change the government? Who else is going to put the government, as he said on Inauguration Day, back in the hands of we the people? There isn't anybody on the horizon. I mean, I like Mike Pence, but I think Mike Pence is so caught into the system, just like Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and all that. They're trying to play within their rules. We need somebody to come in and break the rules and break some of these traditions, because these traditions is what has got us over, $20 trillion in debt, and find us in the situation that we're in right now. Look, the greatness of America lies in the people. And we the people are the ones that must, we must return to our rightful position, our position of authority, where they serve at our behest and not the other way around. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up right after this.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
There is nothing like our community of nations, the World has never known anything like our community of nations. We write symphonies. We pursue innovation. We celebrate our ancient heroes, embrace our timeless traditions and customs, and always seek to explore and discover brand new frontiers. We reward brilliance. We strive for excellence and cherish inspiring works of art that honor God. We treasure the rule of law and protect the right to free speech and free expression. We empower women as pillars of our society and of our success. We put faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, at the center of our lives, and we debate everything. We challenge everything. We seek to know everything so that we can better know ourselves. And above all, we value the dignity of every human life, protect the rights of every person, and share the hope of every soul to live in freedom. That is who we are. Those are the priceless ties that bind us together.
Donald Trump, espousing on the vision for the West, while in Poland, vowing the West will never, ever be broken. He is there to even reinforce the interest of the United States to fortify the relationship with Poland. Words that they were encouraged to hear. Really quite interesting, Scott. I don't know if you saw the officials there in the front row. Some were rather stoic, and but yet the people, again, demonstrating Trump's ability to connect with the everyman. They're in the background. They're not the ones that are seated. They're the ones standing behind those sitting in the chair, all the officials sitting in the chair, and they're waving American flags. They're excited. They, you know, this is all making sense to them, whether it has to do with immigration, that, you know, we definitely welcome immigrants into our country. We just do not welcome terrorists. You know, what a novel concept for the people there in Europe that have said, we're going to let the walls fall down and just welcome everybody here. And then they wonder why they have such an increase in terrorist activity and so many threats that are happening within, you know, within their communities. And Poland sees this. And, of course, they also see the threat of Russia. And Donald Trump, in a way, I mean, he's got a meeting in a couple of days with Vladimir Putin. And you kind of sense that he fired off a salvo over the bow of the Russians' boat. Now, you know, I wonder what the mainstream media is going to do about that, because they have characterized Donald Trump as being, you know, on the side of Putin and in a sense being his operative, which I find quite laughable, because if anybody was in the tank for Russia and Vladimir Putin, it would have been Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. I mean, it was Barack Obama, right, that said, tell that, Vlad, after the election, you know, I'll have more flexibility and we'll be able to, you know, get all these things done, basically. That it was going to be more movement that was going to be beneficial to Russia. I mean, this is the president of the United States, Barack Obama, who, you know, what did he tell Mitt Romney? The 80s wants your foreign policy back. You know, he kind of laughed, and of course the mainstream media and their arrogance went along with it and chided him. But you don't hear an apology, you know, from this president or the mainstream media in ignoring Russia. And well, now here we are, right?
Well, it's just like the, I forget who it was, but they pointed out that there's a lot more connection between the Hillary Clinton campaign than the Trump campaign.
Absolutely.
He said Hillary Clinton had was given money directly from people in Russia, which also led to the sale of 20% of the uranium.
Well, that we had. This was all part of the Clinton Foundation scandal. That we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to look into that.
Yeah.
You know, while she's Secretary of State, all this money that's going into the Clinton Foundation and to the pocket of her husband, Bill Clinton, whose average speech prior to her becoming Secretary of State was very typical of former presidents.
Well,
you know, Barack Obama's probably going to break that mold. a bit because of how people perceive him. So the number will be a little bit higher, but usually about $70,000-$80,000 for a speech, Scott. And he goes from $70,000-$80,000 to $500,000. In some cases, I think it was $1 million for a speech. So, you know, what happened? I mean, what made Bill Trump so valuable? I mean, Bill Trump. What made Bill Clinton so valuable that he would get such a, you know, a raise? You know, it's like anything, you know, common sense tells you. You know, if somebody ends up with a 5,000% pay raise, something happened here. Somebody became real valuable to that company in order to get that kind of increase, right?
For sure. And based off of the stuff that I've seen or that I've heard and that we've, you know, had people talk about, I assume it was had something to do with his wife, pay for play type stuff. But I mean, you have the connection between Hillary and the Russians there, and then you had Obama saying that, well, Russia's not a threat, followed by he finds out that Russia's tampering in the election and says nothing, and he just lets it go until after his, we didn't win. Oh man, they were tampering.
And so, it was Trump's fault.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I mean, there's nothing here. Just move on, Jedi. It's in the other camp.
Well, and it's just amazing that the president that never had a scandal would be caught up in such shenanigans, right?
Oh, you're so surprised.
I'm shocked.
Yes, I know you are. Well, you know, and this is the problem about deception. You know, when your life is one ball of deception. I mean, you know, you and I have discussed this many times, Scott, that. It was going to be after President Obama's departure that we were probably going to be able to get to the truth. And some of this stuff is starting to leak out. I'm seeing cracks in the fascia here that are going to start to open. So all these things heretofore that we were not allowed to see, you know, his transcripts for college. I mean, this whole deal. I mean, people, you want to drive people nuts on the left? Just talk about. Just bring up Barack Obama. Just say birth certificate. Oh my God! Just like they get absolutely. I mean, you want to you watch Whoopi Goldberg. You know, you mention birth certificate, and she goes absolutely over the top. Well, she cannot hold it.
I think what will eventually happen here is that, you know, like you said, the cracks, it will crack and things will start to leak out and things will start to fall apart. But I think that what they'll do is exactly like they did with Hillary. You saw it when she went on her rant about how, it was this big elaborate conspiracy. She took no responsibility for herself. All of a sudden, the left was like, hey, you need to shut up and go away.
Right.
And now you don't hear. You don't hear them talk about, you know, Hillary. They're not really talking about the election in that anymore. But they still bring up Russia, but they never really bring up Hillary. And I think if the too much of the surface cracks, I think that's what they'll do with Obama as well.
Well, there's only so much you can carry the water for. I mean, if you got so many holes in the bottom of the bucket, and the water is spilling all over your very expensive Ferragamos or Bruno Maglis, you know, you just go, hey man, enough of this noise. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I'm looking like an idiot. I mean, it's one thing to be in the cocktail parties in the Beltway and or you know the faculty lounges and be in the echo chamber, but when you get out amongst real people and you're supposed to have some sort of modicum of intelligence and you sound like a knucklehead, it's wearing to be embarrassed all the time. You know what I'm saying? This is Bill Martinez. Glad you could join us. The conversation continues at 29 after.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 affiliates we have around this country or around the world via shortwave, Red State Alert Radio, glad you could join us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Michael Saltzman, Research Director at EPI, joins us. That would be the Employment Policies Institute. Prior to the EPI, he worked as a field economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, so he knows his numbers, okay? And probably the real numbers, not the government numbers, the way they... I don't know what it is, Michael. Is it the new math, this whole, you know, Common Core stuff or whatever, that 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2 anymore, you know, in the government? I'm not sure how they come up with this new math.
Well, I think that... The math that keeps us up at night is the math that somehow says that you can take a 16-year-old that hasn't worked a day in their life and say that it's okay to have to pay them $30,000 a year full-time for a starter job. I think that's the math that doesn't add up, because, you know, unless customers are willing to open their wallets and say, you know what, I'm willing to pay $7 or $8 or $9 for that Big Mac, that those numbers don't work.
Yeah, we're participating in the training of these would-be apprentices, boy, what an entry-level job at $30,000. I mean, what happened to the entry-level job here in America that you and I grew up with?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a little, you know, I was talking to someone about it the other day. I mean, my first job out of college, I mean, I think it was, you know, $22,000 a year, something like that. And I mean, now you think about what an increase in the minimum wage to that level does beyond just, you know, the conversation that we can have about the impact on the job market, but it really says to those people who are assistant managers right now, or who are radiologists, who are dental technicians. These are people who are skilled tradespeople who went to school to learn how to do that. It says to them, you know what, your hard work really wasn't worth anything.
Well, there's an attitude, a prevailing attitude here that continues to grow in this country, Michael, that says it's okay to jump the line. You know, when you look about the culture, whether we're talking about, you know, a border, you know, legal issues like immigration and whatever. I mean, this all accommodates that jumping the line concept that suddenly, you know, somebody who hasn't even put in the work deserves the corner office, you know, with the view over over the city's landscape, and you know, they're brought in as a vice president without any training and understanding of what it is they're about to embark in.
Yeah, I think it's a good point in the sense that we've taught people that they, you know, that they can have the reward without the hard work. And I think especially when you think about the way you work up to, let's say, a, you know, a corner office where you're a vice president or where you're running an organization, it starts with skills much earlier in your life that, you know, you work a first job, you work a second job. And what the research is really clear and shows is that, you know, people who work, say, a part-time job in high school, 6 to 9 years later are earning more. They do tend to be in jobs that are more likely to have benefit packages. But there's no shortcut to that because the skills you pick up in that first job are really what enable you to get that better job further down the line.
Well, I call it a learning curve investment, Michael, to your point. I mean, you've got to get into the fray. You've got to, you know, get some scrapes and bruises and understand how things work. You appreciate commerce. You appreciate what a business owner is all about. You appreciate a paycheck. Gosh, I don't know about you, but I remember that first paycheck that I got. I remember really the first one I got when I was a little kid. My brothers drugged me with them to go pick strawberries. And Michael, let me tell you can pick strawberries all week and that box is so big and those berries just are not big enough. And at the end of a week, I mean, even as a little kid, I think it was about 6, 7 years old, picking strawberries, I got $1.10. $1.10. And I left that $1.10 on top of the TV, and I could still hear my dad saying, "Son, are you not going to take that money and go spend that money?" I said, "No, I'm just going to leave it there." To me, it was a trophy that reminded me that picking strawberries wasn't something I wanted to do for the rest of my life for $1.10. Even at 7 years old, you know?
Yeah, you know, I think that's, I mean, that's a, we hope that, I think you would hope that lots of people have sort of a similar memory about their first employment, because there's this harmful idea today that somehow, you know, I've heard different people say some variation of, you know, if some jobs go away when the minimum wage goes up too high, well, you know, those are probably garbage jobs anyway, and we really didn't need those. And that's such a harmful way to look at, you know, whether you're picking strawberries or the first thing I did, I think starting in maybe seventh grade was, busing tables, which was really hard work.
Right.
But, you know, without those jobs, I mean, not everybody can just start out as a manager of a restaurant.
Exactly. Well, it's all a process. And, you know, I tell the kids, my son, every time I says this to him anymore, he kind of rolls his eyes because I say, you know, experience defines preference. And there is value in experience and going through that learning curve of experience when you go into the job market. And Michael, as you know, I want to get onto the topic particularly here is that, you know, after the fireworks and everything of the 4th of July weekend and celebrations, you note that 17 states and localities will see minimum wage hikes, and the Employment Policies Institute has compiled a full list, you know, that you've released here. So the impact that this is having is just incredible. And sadly, what we will see is some jobs go by the wayside, as you said.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, I think for years we've sort of had a sense that you know, from the empirical research that this is what happens even after smaller increases. But we now know. I mean, there's a sort of a groundbreaking new study released from the University of Washington last week that looked at Seattle's experience that makes really clear that when you go up to a much higher minimum wage, even in a booming market like Seattle, you're going to see consequences. In that case, it was about a 9% drop in hours for affected employees. That's 3.5 million fewer hours worked per quarter. And so I think you would expect to see that kind of dynamic play out in those localities, those 17 localities that are raising it now, and then those that plan to raise it, like Minneapolis, which just passed its own wage mandate. Mm-hmm.
And they're all so casual about it, but it, you know, it's not their son or daughter that's losing the job necessarily. The voices that we're hearing from, because if we were hearing from the forgotten man and woman, they'd say, whoa, wait a minute. What are you doing here? You know, that's okay if you want to experiment, but here it is, you know, for your example here, Seattle is showing us a lot here, and it's a lot of what many of us have been warning that this would take place, but they figure, oh, that's okay, it'll settle in, and we're not at a point where, we can afford to be losing jobs. We need to keep gaining jobs and get people back to work, not take them out of work.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, to the extent, for those who haven't followed what's happening in this debate too closely, the discouraging thing is that you would think that a study like the one in Seattle, which was funded, you know, the research team was funded by the city of Seattle, you'd think it would prompt some self-reflection from the left. What it's done instead is it's driven them batty. It's driven them crazy. And what the mayor of Seattle tried to do is, requested and commissioned another report to try and debunk the University of Washington report. You know, the folks on the left have kind of been out there claiming that the study is flawed, even though one of the top labor economists in the country has described it as very credible. And so we're sort of in this odd situation here where even now where we have probably the best evidence we've ever had that a higher minimum wage hurts, the folks on the left refuse to acknowledge that.
Well, the thing is, this is the problem with being an ideologue. You keep seeing people falling off the cliff, and you're not seeing the cliff because you're bound to determine somehow there's going to be an ocean on the other end, or there's going to be some way that you're going to be okay. But people are falling off the cliff here, Michael.
Yep, facts don't fit nicely on a poster board at a rally, but you know that doesn't make them untrue.
But the sad part is the lives that are affected here. You know, these kids that are going in for these minimum wage jobs that need these jobs to get into the cycle of experience. It is their lives that are affected. Now all of a sudden they're put back to the starting line and maybe behind it as a result of these ideas that are being done in the ivory towers of our country here. Unbelievable. Michael Salzman, thank you for being with us.
Know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
And you know, with that music, you know what that's all about. Yes, sir, Ray Dog, I'm telling you. Yes, Steve the Movie Man is with us in Despicable Me 3. Big bucks, the Minions are back.
They are back, $72.4 million over the weekend. However, it's about over $100 million just over the last 5 days. So nothing despicable about those numbers. It was, of course, number one. And off to a great start. Baby Driver was number two, 20.5. I had a chance to see that movie last weekend.
Yeah, I did too.
What did you think?
I liked the action. I knew I was going to. You and I talked about this. I thought it was a fun movie.
It's a fun movie, very well done. The car stunts are amazing, and the soundtrack is just on it, right? Huh?
Did you go out and spin a couple of donuts after the movie or something?
No.
I was tempted. I was tempted.
I drive an Escape hybrid, and we were laughing because, you know, it makes you feel like you want to jump into a muscle car. You want to jump into a Corvette or something that really is going to roll. Not the case in my. I don't think I could spin a donut. You know, if I
only by accident, huh?
Yeah, it wouldn't end well. So anyway, yeah, that's off, you know, see Baby Driver if you get a chance. You know, it is violent. I mean, it is very violent. But a great cast. You got Kevin Spacey, you got John Hamm and Jamie Foxx. I mean, it really is a fun movie. That was number two, and I think it's going to be a big movie this summer. Transformers, The Last Knight was number three. Wonder Woman was number four. By the way, that's made about $350 million so far just in this country alone. And Cars 3 rounded out the top five. Well, we are in luck because we get a chance to revisit the Marvel comic universe this weekend. It's Spider-Man Homecoming.
Mm.
Getting great reviews. 92% of the critics are saying this is one to see. And this, by the way, is the seventh, if I'm counting correctly, seventh Spider-Man movie, of course. And the third Spider-Man, because we had, first of all, Tobey Maguire. He came out in 2002. He was the first Spider-Man we have seen. And then Andrew Garfield gave it a spin. And now it's Tom Holland's chance to sling a few webs. He made his appearance, of course, in Captain America: Civil War. A young Peter Parker, played by Tom Holland. He made this debut in Captain America: Civil War, and now he's back home. He begins to navigate his newfound identity as the superhero Spider-Man. He is, he returns home where he lives with his Aunt May, played by Marissa Tomei, under the watchful eye of his new mentor, Tony Stark, played by Robert Downey Jr., and he tries to fall back into his normal daily routine as a high school kid. But he's distracted by thoughts of proving himself to be more than just your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man when The Vulture, played by Michael Keaton, emerges as a new villain. Everything that Peter holds most important, of course, will be threatened. That's what's going on in this movie, but I can certainly see its appeal. Mm-hmm. Because you have this young high school kid. I mean, he's trying to fit in, trying to make sense of everything. And by the way, he has these superpowers to contend with. Should be a lot of fun. 92% are recommending this weekend. They say, Bill, it could make as much as $122 million. How about
that? Wow.
Well,
that'll be a nice Boffo weekend. Robert Downey Jr., news to us, he says he's hanging up his Marvel outfit. He wants to exit stage left. That's the rumor I'm hearing. You hearing any more about that?
I haven't heard that. I mean, it would be tough. I mean, he's, of course, made millions and millions from this particular enterprise. It would be tough to walk away from that paycheck, which I'm sure they're going to be dangling in front of his Iron Man face here.
Well, maybe that's what this is all about. He's going to say, all right, how big of a paycheck are you going to throw up at me? But, the rumor is that he's ready to hang it up. He's just so marvelous that he doesn't need any more Marvel money.
Well, I don't know, man. It would be a tough thing to do. We'll see how that turns out.
Hey,
we have another movie called A Ghost Story, which was big up at Sundance this year. I mean, this is a strange movie, but it really works, I'm told. 86% are recommending this film. This is starring Casey Affleck and Rooney Mara. Here's the deal. Casey plays this guy who has recently died, and he comes back as a white-sheeted ghost. He returns to his suburban home to console his wife, played by Rooney Mara, only to find that he's in some sort of a state where he's become unstuck in time, so he's forced. I mean, he's literally in this movie in a bedsheet, which sounds a little hokey, but like I say, it works. He's forced to watch passively as the life he knew and the woman he loves slowly slips away. Increasingly unmoored, the ghost embarks on this cosmic journey through memory and history, confronting the life's questions and the enormity of existence. Here's what one critic had to say. He says, this is beautifully and deeply affecting. A Ghost Story is easily the greatest movie ever made, with an Oscar winner standing around in a white bedsheet for most of its runtime. Sounds strange. Check out the trailer. If you're in the mood this weekend to confront life's questions and the enormity of existence, this is the movie for you.
But I am an Oscar winner. Well, get out of the bed sheet. Knucklehead.
If they're paying him to be in a bed sheet, he's going to appear in a bed sheet.
Yeah. Who said it's not about the money, huh?
I don't know.
These are things that you ponder at the bar afterwards and going, my life has been reduced to a bed sheet.
Oh, maybe this is why there are bars and movies theaters these days.
I mean, think about it. How many actors have we had over the years, even young ones, that started out, you know, doing a bedsheet, you know, character?
I can't.
There's something to study. Inquiring people want to know this, Steve. I mean, you know, we just got to figure this out.
Good. Okay. There was Casper. That's the only one that comes to mind. Anyway, that's a ghost story out there for you this weekend. And then we have another movie completely. It's similar the title's similar, City of Ghosts. This is a completely different subject.
What's going on here? Everybody's channeling ghosts here suddenly.
It came out on the same weekend. This is a documentary, and you may have seen this on the news because this has been covered extensively on the news. This is a documentary which is following the efforts of a group called Raqqa is Being Slaughtered Silently. And this is a handful of anonymous activists there in Raqqa who banded together after their homeland was taken over by ISIS in 2014. And this guy gets this amazing access to the story of a group of brave citizen journalists as they face the realities of life undercover, life on the run, life in exile, risking their lives to stand up against one of the greatest evils in the world today, ISIS. I mean, the footage is incredible. This is tough stuff. The footage is amazing. 100% of the critics are recommending this, certainly about freedom of the press and what these guys are going, the lengths that they're going to tell the story of Raqqa, City of Ghosts, out this weekend. And then you may have been wondering, Bill, what has happened to people like James Caan, of course, you know, famous from Godfather.
Godfather, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Luke Gossett Jr., remember that? Paul Sorvino, great talent. What are they doing these days? Well, here's what they're doing. They're appearing this weekend in a movie being released called Undercover Grandpa. Now, there are no reviews for this movie. As a matter of fact, I had a hard time even finding a trailer for this thing. But it's work, right? It's good, honest work. Okay, we have Jack Bouchard. He has finally scored a date with the incredibly wonderful Angie. Now, when Angie gets kidnapped, Jake's grandpa, played by James Caan, reenlists the Devil's Scum, his old World War II unit, and the Devil's Scum, including, you know, Lou Gossett Jr., and we have Paul Sorvino in this group. They band together with Jake to go on one last mission. I don't know. I mean, check out the trailer. You'll find it on YouTube. That's where I found it. You know, somebody could break a hip in this movie. That's all I've got to say.
Maybe even just watching it, you know, vicarious hip injury, huh?
I don't know. Crazy stuff. But, you know, like I say, it is work. And then sometimes you're in the mood for a Western, a good old-fashioned Western.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's what we have here.
We've been lacking. That's what we're That's what's wrong with America right now. Forget about all the politics and everything. We need a good shoot 'em up.
Well, this is a shoot 'em up. It's called Hickok. And you got a great cast here. You got Luke Hemsworth, Trace Adkins, you know, the country singer. Christofferson is in this thing. Bruce Dern is in this thing. It's called Hickok. Infamous gunslinger and outlaw, Wild Bill Hickok, played by Luke, attempts to escape his past by settling into the small town of Abilene, Kansas. Well, the mayor there, played by Kris Kristofferson, is captivated by Wild Bill's unparalleled gun skills. He offers him a job as the town marshal. His attempts to protect the town, of course, are soon challenged when a band of outlaws threaten Wild Bill and the laws he's trying to administer. This plot's never been done before.
No.
Wild Bill sets out to fight the villainous bandits and save Abilene from danger. Not reviewed for the critics here, but like I say, I don't know what the body count in this movie happens to be, but it was significant just in the trailer. So if you're looking for that shoot 'em up Western, this one certainly has it. It's called Hickok, out this weekend.
Well, you want to see Trace Adkins as a saloon owner. I mean, you know, with an attitude.
With an attitude, right. He's the guy that puts the bounty on Wild Bill's head, for God's sake.
Oh, what is he thinking? Oh, my goodness.
I have no idea. So anyway, that's out this weekend. It's called Hickok. And then a couple of smaller films, which I'm not sure will even be playing near you. Patty Cakes is one. Patty Cakes is centered on an aspiring rapper, Patricia Dombrowski, who is also known as Killa P and Patty Cakes. She's fighting an unlikely quest for glory in her downtrodden hometown in New Jersey. Patty Cakes out there, rated R.
Now, how do you do a Patty Cakes dollar sign? I mean, the way they have it. Is it Patty Cake dollar sign or Patty Cake?
I think in the parlance of the day, you know, it would be...
I mean, we want to make sure we're politically correct here. We don't want to violate anybody's, you know, logo or anything.
I think it's pronounced Cakes. I think the dollar sign is supposed to be an S. That's how I would interpret it.
Oh, it is there. But there's money there in Patty Cakes.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully.
Baker's Men, all that kind of stuff. Why not, huh?
That's a lot
of fun things to look forward to, but Spider-Man, the Homecoming, that's going to be the big winner, chicken dinner to stuff.
Absolutely.
120
huge,
million.
They say.
We'll see if you're right on after the weekend. Steve, the movie guy, direct from Hollywood, California, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve-O.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.